Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you've got to push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer,
it
healthier lives.
It starts at
homes
or
join
work,
the fight
even in
at
your car, wherever
com,
you are, whoever you are. Physical activity
Big
is essential to a healthy
to
life. So let's start moving, walking,
with.
Kicking, riding, running, and
the
raising
Oklahoma
your roof.
Agriculture Mediation
do chair
Program
dips is a while
free
you watch
service
TV.
That provides mediation
Half
to agricultural
at work,
producers who may need help with ag-related disputes.
A little or a
at
lot.
Oklahoma Ag
Just
Mediation,
for 30 minutes every day.
We'll
get 60
have to
with your kids.
In litigation.
Let's start moving
we know firsthand
today.
About
get
working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court system.
A program of
These
T-Set.
Services are available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, go to ok.gov/mediation or give us a call at 800-248-5465.
Well, following a week of wide cash price movements that took place as the week progressed, it's expected that cash market activity will remain sluggish early this week. Overwhelming consumer demand the last couple of weeks has made it hard for retail locations to keep meat on the shelves, resulting in rising wholesale beef values and causing a wide spread between the wholesale beef prices and futures trade. This is likely to delay most cash bids and offers until later in the week, with cattle feeders likely holding out for additional underlying support. The rally in futures prices late last week helped to bring some perspective to a market that seemed only to move lower earlier in the week. The strong underlying end of the week support early Friday that held cattle futures higher was able to maintain buyer interest through most of the hog trade Friday. This is expected to lead to additional wide market volatility this morning as a combination of follow-through selling and short covering is likely to develop as traders step back into the complex following the weekend break. Sharply higher wheat prices overnight led by Chicago wheat as contracts follow through on last week's impressive buying. Paris wheat futures are also sharply higher and have nearly recovered the entire 2020 sell-off. Rumors of China shopping for U.S. wheat have been in the market for months, but Friday's announcement from the USDA finally confirmed the first meaningful purchase in several years. Corn prices are steady to slightly higher, recovering from heavier losses at the overnight open. Corn still seems to be putting more weight on the losses in the energy complex and equities industry than the large sale of corn to China. And the soy complex is higher overnight, led by gains in soy meal, which is up to 2.5% of the front end. May soybeans have closed higher four straight sessions and would be looking to make it a fifth with a higher close on Monday. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, April live cattle up 355 Friday, 98.65. June up 60 cents, 89.52. April feeder cattle up 470, 118.82. May was up 522 at 118.25. Kansas City wheat, May up 10.5, 479.5. July was up 10.75 at 483.25. Chicago wheat, May was up 14.25, 553.5. July was up 13 cents at 548.75. May corn down a half penny at 343.25. July was down a half at 349. May soybeans up 10.25, 872.75. July was up 11 cents at 875.75. May cotton down $3, 50.68. July was down $3, 50.74. May crude oil was down 39 cents, 22.24. April natural gas down 5 at 154 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.